What's it say, though?
Oh, you're good.
All righty. Hit me up, Vegas. Welcome to the show. With me is, as always, Janine Del Grosso, the teacher in your speaker. How are you doing, Janine?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. And our guest this week, we have been chatting for a while for this show, so I'm super excited, is Melanie Munsell. Melanie, welcome.
Thank you so much. So glad to be here.
Nice. How's your week going?
It's going well. It's Monday. Another manic Monday, right?
It is. I'm starting to like Mondays now. I think because the show, we're starting to take Monday and like throw it. Just get it out of here. You're bye, right? Monday. We'll see you next week. We're gonna share this right now on Facebook on a watch party. And we are done. So we all here have a culinary background. Yes?
Yes, sounds like we do.
All of us, including Brandon on the computer there. We all.
I don't.
You enjoy good food. Except how about that?
Me. You just said you went to the culinary program.
I never said that.
No, that was me.
Oh. Well, I know that, but I thought you said you...
No.
You used to date a pastry.
I was engaged to a chef. He graduated from CIA.
Oh, okay. There we go. CIA is prestige. Melanie, how long have you been in Vegas?
I was actually born and raised in Vegas.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What side of town?
Oh, gosh. I was at Trop and Mountain Vista for the first 21 years of my life.
East side.
Yep. Oh, Chaparral, Cowboy. Oh, yeah. Yep. My family's been here since the 50s.
Jeez. That's over by Boulder Station, right?
Yes, it is. Yep.
Used to go to the feast, and our parents would just drop us off in the arcade.
Oh, yeah.
And they would go gamble, you know?
The rad thing is about growing up in Vegas is that when you ditch, you could just go to the casinos, and they would never, like, check. You'd be like, oh, no, I'm just visiting from Ohio. Yeah.
You got away with that? Right.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, yeah.
My parents are somewhere.
Right there. They're gambling. Oh, okay, kid. All right. All right.
They're like, whatever. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever left Vegas?
I have a few times. Santa Fe has pulled me back about 3 times, and then Denver.
New Mexico?
Yep. That's where I went to culinary school, is in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
I like Southwest food.
Yes, it's good. Give me some good chili any day.
I love Denver.
Yes.
It's nice there.
Yes. I miss the snow. Yep, I'm a single mama, so I keep getting pulled back here. This is where the family is. Keep trying to get one of them to move with me to Denver.
Oh, I feel like everyone always just comes back. Like, once you've been here for a long time, it's hard to leave.
It is. I think you get so used to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Vegas has everything that you want. You know, gosh, what was it? 21, last call. I was like, oh, now the semisonic song makes total sense to me. Like, what is this closing time? Like, this is terrible.
We used to get in so much trouble, one on the bus. Here in Vegas, on the east side, we would take the Nellis bus.
Oh, God, oh, no. That's a bus.
And we would always hit the ringers to stops when there wasn't stops. And the bus driver would go nuts. And now I feel bad as an adult. I'm like, bus driver is the last person that you need to tick off.
Yeah, like, don't mess with them.
No, public transportation, heck no.
Oh, boy. I love Vegas. You got to love Vegas.
You do. It's an interesting city. No place other.
Hey, so you brought by some cookies.
I did. I brought by my signature cookie. I've been oftentimes told it is a crack cookie. You will fiend for this cookie. I do apologize. So it's like a butterscotch snickerdoodle hybrid, if you will.
These look amazing, I have to say. I was very excited when you brought that in. I was like, yay, cookies.
I like snickerdoodle. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, me too.
Well, if you like butterscotch, then you'd be very, very happy.
Okay. I do like butterscotch as well.
So it's like a butterscotch snickerdoodle.
Well, hybrid. The thing is, I'm allergic to chocolate, so this is right up my alley. So really? Yeah, normally I can never eat anything that someone brings me.
Is it just chocolate or like lactose intolerant?
It's chocolate and the cocoa bean and vanilla bean that they say that's in it. That's what I was told. Yeah, but it's a bad allergy.
That's interesting. Mm. So can you not have like vanilla ice cream?
I don't eat it, no. I don't even, because the vanilla bean in it, I don't even bother.
Oh, that sucks. You're a unique woman. Like, what do you do, you know, when Aunt Flo comes around? You're like, no chocolate for me.
I'm just mean to Mike on the show.
That's awesome. Chocolate withdrawals.
They'll, like, spam me with messages in Facebook. Like, hey, check out this.
Hey, look at this. Right now.
Oh, my God, I'm so over, man.
That's awesome. See, I don't know. I think I would probably take like salt and vinegar chips or even gummy worms over chocolate. I'm not a big chocolate fan.
I think you always want what you can't have. So it's like I like watch people eat it. And it's like I hear like Barry White music in the background.
That's funny. See, I think of Tom Waits.
Nice. I'm out of this.
You're out of this. I know. Well, because you and you had sent the outline to me, so I got to like prepare for the show today. And you had asked like, what's like the highlight of like my culinary, you know, career. Yeah. And honestly, you know, the LA punk band X. Okay, so John Doe, I actually gave him one of those cookies that you're having, and he's like, this is the best thing I've ever had in my mouth. So that was probably, like, one of my highlights of my career right there, you know, having a, you know, punk rock god tell me that's the best thing he's had in his mouth. I'm sure he's had, you know, quite a bit in his mouth.
A lot of things in his mouth.
Yep, yep, exactly.
That made him happy.
Punk rock god.
Right? You can only imagine.
Oh, goodness. So that was the highlight. Do you have a low life in the a low light in the kitchen, like a worst memory of the kitchen?
Oh, that's a tough one. You know, grueling shifts, and I'm sure we can all hashtag me too. Like, let's be legit. That is real. Gosh, I think my first job was 14. I was hot dog on a stick. We all know hot dog on a stick.
Yeah.
Yes.
You wore the outfit. And everything.
Yeah. I actually still have my hat.
You
yes.
do. I love it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I gotta say that was probably just the worst because you're 14 and you're sitting there stomping on the lemonades and you get like the perverted men just staring. At you, and so that was like my opening experience to hashtag me too.
Mm-hmm. Oh goodness.
Oh my god.
I had my first job I think I was 14 or 15, but I worked at a bakery actually, and we used to duck down the counter when there was no customers and take whippets. Yes,
that's awesome.
And we popped up one time and there was a guest, and the lady was like, oh, my cake was made wrong, and she bring it back and she threw it. And the guy that I was huffing with and me, we were just out of it and don't remember much. But apparently we took some cake and we're like, get out of here, Karen, and just threw it at her face.
Awesome.
Oh my God.
I think that would be a great experience, like that vindication. Like every now and then, you know, you just want to throw cake in someone's face.
Exactly. Oh, so that was my first job. And then my second job after that, ironically,
you had a second job after that.
Yeah.
I got rehirable.
I got hired at a paint store selling spray paint.
Oh god.
Oh god.
That is hysterical. Whippets for days then, huh?
Oh no.
Oh no. I saved some brain cells for the show.
Oh good. Good.
Yay.
Oh, I did I also wanted to ask you who are some of your icons in the Las Vegas culinary field? She's like, oh, this wasn't outlined.
That wasn't outlined, because I could tell you, like, my culinary, like, God would be Jamie Oliver, like, hands down. I think Jamie Oliver is tremendous. I would love to meet him. Him I probably would be starstruck for. Not many people, but him, yeah.
I do like the take-home chef aspect,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. No, it is. The take-home chef, yeah, it's awesome. Why are you making me think?
Like, I imagine there's a lot of ladies out there that are like, Jamie Oliver, yes. Because I always wanted him to come to my house and cook for me, you know? Like,
see, and mine was so much about what he did for kids. I think it was like 99, 2000, around that era is when he started doing like that food revolution in England, because I think the life expectancy for kids was shorter than their parents. Aww. And it's like, these kids didn't know what broccoli was. They didn't know what asparagus was.
That's
and so
awful.
He was trying to get into the schools, you know, and teach kids about proper nutrition and just that, you know what I mean? Like, he didn't have to. He was already a celeb by then, you know. He didn't have to go into schools and waste his time, but he truly cared about the people in his community, and I thought that was super rad. That's why one of the nonprofits that I help out with here in Vegas,
you're involved in.
yeah Create a Change Now. It's a super wonderful organization here in town. We just had the 555 dinner benefiting, trying to make that money to help teach more kids about proper nutrition, and it's amazing. They've got little gardens in the elementary schools. And yeah, it's super rad. There were 5 chefs that donated their time. The owner of Veg Nation was there, and Chef Scott with Emeril Lagasse Stadium, he was there. So it was just a really neat community event that came together. And, you know, the kids got to feel important because they made some of the goodies that we ate.
Fun.
Yeah.
That's always fun.
Yeah, it really, really is. There was Cheyenne. She owns a local vegan bakery in town, Blue Moon Bakery. Oh my God. Her stuff was amazing. Because you think like vegan bakery, you're like, oh God, is this really cream. It was delicious. Really? She had like an orange creamsicle tart with edible glitter. You give me anything glitter, I'm there. But holy moly, it melted in your mouth. I was like, screw the fork. I'm just going to eat this. Literally, it was like a pizza pie, and I just stuffed a tart in my mouth. It was great.
I love food events because everyone's like that. They just have a little thing, and they're just tossing them back, like tossing cupcakes and little desserts like their oysters. You know, everyone's just walking around.
Cupcake shooter.
I was
cupcakes
at one.
Are my life.
Oh, I was at one for the passing of a memory party of Carrie Simon, Chef Carrie Simon, when he passed away. And the Cosmo was there. And I remember their desserts from their buffet were top notch. I was like, this is amazing. Still not paying $50 to go to a buffet, but this was to die for.
Right? The Wicked Spoon. They do desserts. Not mess around.
Yes,
I hurt myself when I go there.
I've been there. It's
like
good.
Your toe? You stub your toe on a
no,
table?
No, like I eat so much, I have to unbutton the pants, and then it's like I literally cannot move. It's just like roll me down.
And you're walking down those big stairs with the chandelier at the Cosmo, and you're just fall.
Oh, right.
Brandon, was it your uncle that actually ripped down a piece of the chandelier at Cosmo?
Oh, yeah.
He tried to go down it.
Yeah. He was drunk and he tried swinging on it. His uncle.
He was grabbing it while they were going down the escalade there, or whatever the fuck you want to call it. And he just ripped that shit.
Oh my god! How many security swarmed around him at that point?
Oh my god, it was bad. And then they made him pay like $5,000 for one strand.
Yeah,
because it's Swarovski strand. Crystals. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, they're rare, huh?
Oh my god.
Oh my, that's insane.
Thank God I got that stuff out of my system a lot younger. Although I could see that stuff happening.
Oh my gosh.
We used to like steal pillows from the Green Valley Ranch.
You still feel us. See, I feel bad taking like the honey packets, like the little honey jars when you go to the spa.
I take sugar from Starbucks. They can afford it. I take the raw sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
You know, I take expensive. A few packets.
Yeah.
Because I just be freebasing that stuff, boy.
You're driving down to Tropicana and just hitting those sugar in the raw packets. So whippets and sugar in the raw for you, huh, Mike?
It is, yes. No, not whippets. Coffee, though. Espresso, for sure. Espresso is the way.
See Mike out in the parking lot with, like, a whipped cream can and sugar packets all over him.
Talking to a towel.
Oh, no.
To a washcloth.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. I have to ask this. A lot of the people I ask to come on the show, no, it's a weird question, but answer honestly. Did you grow up with a washcloth?
Did I grow up with a washcloth? I grew up with a sheetie.
What's that?
What the hell is a sheetie?
My security blanket was a sheetie.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I don't know if it was a washcloth. I think I might have a loofah. I think it was a loofah. Okay. Yeah. It was a loofah with like liquid soap. If now you got me thinking
about
this.
So we're 2 for 2 with women on the show that were loofahs.
Loofahs. But yes. I'm totally against family sharing a bar of soap. I think it's really weird. You need a washcloth.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Yes.
No, I love my son, but I don't think I'd want to borrow his bar of soap.
No.
Yeah, we use liquid soap.
And the older they get, the worse.
Dude, exactly.
Yes, one of our sponsors, Ball Wash.
Ball Wash.
Ball Wash. Yes, it's one of our newer sponsors, Ball Wash, and they also have Nut Rub and Sack Spray.
Oh, that's
and I
want
to get some for my son for Christmas.
Oh, I need to get that for like all the men in my family.
Exactly. Right?
I saw it quickly, and I was like, "Is this for like?" golf balls?" And then I saw the Nut Rub, and I'm like, who's
the Nut Rub?
I'm like, who's rubbing stuff on their nuts? Like,
very soon I will be once I get some.
Hysterical.
Look, I do not want to rub something on someone's nuts. This is weird. I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
I guess if I was a guy, I would appreciate some good old ball scrub.
You got it.
That's great.
We're going to buy you a loofah and a washcloth for it.
Yes, there you go. Find him a loofah that looks like a boob.
Melanie, do you have any good and bad Halloween moments?
Okay, good Halloween moments. Definitely winning a costume contest. That would be a highlight.
Awesome. What were you?
Well, so I was a Death Eater slave, and my son was Harry Potter as a werewolf. So I'd like to think that it was maybe like his cuteness that really, you know, sealed the deal. And the funny thing is God, at the time he was 5 years old, and we were at a brewery. We were actually living in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and it was a local brewery. And I love it. There's all these grown-ups and my friends' band was playing that night, and my five-year-old and his mother, Death Eater slave, won.
Awesome.
So he got a brewery shirt and a $25 gift card, which mommy cashed in on a good cider.
Awesome.
Nice.
1 year I was Juno with my son's father, and awesome. I was pregnant. What? And then when I lost the contest, I started screaming, I got pregnant for this?
Oh, that's awesome.
This is ridiculous. I got all mad.
That should have been on video. That's great. That's great. And then, so I guess worst Halloween moment, first and worst blind date ever. My best friend's boyfriend's best friend was in town, and it was a blind date, and he took me to Little Darling's haunted house. So no less, it's like, great, blind date, you're going to take me to a strip club's haunted house. That was fabulous. And then the worst part was, is his ex-girlfriend ended up calling, so he left me literally sitting alone at the restaurant while he was on the phone the entire night with her. And I looked at Amy and I was like, seriously, never again, I'm done.
Oh, I'm done.
To a haunted house on a blind date. Yeah,
but that's like an X-rated one.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, are they naked?
Full noodle and oh boy.
Yeah, your adrenaline might be going then, because you're like, this guy blind date took me to
a nudie place.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. And it's not just like a normal strip club. They're full noodle. Oh,
but it was Lord. In the haunted house,
right? It was a haunted house, but it was still full noodle. Like, I will never forget, like, her having a fake dildo, like, covered in, like, blood.
This is what I'm picturing in my head. Exactly. Like, and chasing
exactly
you.
And then, like, she's like waving it around and she's like, I told him to stop playing video games and he wouldn't listen.
Oh my God.
Like, that one's burned in my retina. Yeah.
Oh goodness.
Yeah. 18 years. Yeah still haven't forgot that one. Nope.
Then you would know what a good date is after that.
Yeah. Oh, you'd have to.
Because your scale is now tilted a little bit from good date to bad date.
No bloody dildos. Yeah, no bloody dildos.
You're like, no bloody dildos. All right, I can talk to you.
This was a good date.
Yeah, exactly. I have standards for my blind dates now. No haunted houses with strip clubs. No. Ooh. One or the other, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you have to pick.
So one of my least favorite Halloweens was when I was 5 or 6. We went to this Halloween, and it was just like a horseshoe little haunted house thing, right? And it was a community-based one, you know? And I guess I was going through, and one of the workers had picked me up and ran about 20 feet with me away from my family. And I was freaking out as a kid. I remember I was screaming, they refunded. The manager came over, and I'm like, manager was like haunted house manager. So they had to like take off the costume and everything. It was wild.
Oh my God, that'd freak me out. If someone did that with my kid, I'd kill somebody.
Go ahead. I know something that I did that was awful. I did go to Freakling Brothers, and I was inside the haunted house, and they told me to shut my phone off, but I was scared because I couldn't see, and it was just pitch black, and everyone was running, and the guy came over and was like, you need to stop, like, with your thing, and I wouldn't, so he opened up the thing and booted me out in front of everybody.
Ooh. Oh, you got kicked out of the haunted house.
I did, and the funny thing is there was, like, a big line there, so when they opened it up and they, like, threw me out, like, they thought it was because I was scared. So they all like booed me, like, and they were screaming at us. But the thing is, like, I'm full Jersey, like, well, F you and F that, I paid money, you know, and I'm like coming out like this little thing, and they push me out, and everyone's just screaming and pointing, and I'm just like, yeah, and you too.
Boo this lady.
But I behaved the last couple of years. I've gotten through all the houses, and they're great. They're like amazing.
That's awesome. Gotta find a good haunted house.
I do love Halloween. I did a Halloween haunted house in my garage for my entire neighborhood. Two years. The first one was like Ouija board kind of themed and
that's
creepy
awesome.
House.
That is.
And then the second one was like a hospital theme. And I put a lot of effort into it. It went amazing. Like, people in the neighborhood came by and gave me Starbucks gift cards because they know me that well.
That's sweet.
And it was just an excuse for me to go and get some of that sugar in the raw.
Yeah.
Some whippets. Line those pockets.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So needless to say, that's where we're going this year for Halloween is Mike's, huh?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm not doing it this year, but they're I think I'm at a party here. They're having a party here, I believe. Yeah. Yes.
Very nice.
We are going to move right into the news, and we'll get back to some more Halloween stuff later. The game we're going to play later is going to be Trick or Treat, True or False Headlines. So that sounds fun.
I think you should dress up as Elvis and like hold candles like you're smelling them.
Oh goodness. I saw Elvis recently the other day outside of the Peppermill.
Oh God, that's funny.
He was selling flowers that looked like they just got picked out of the ground.
Off a grave?
Yeah.
Oh no.
You got grave flowers.
Oh my. All right, so we do have something in the news that happened last month, but the video footage just got released, if you could go check it out later. But so Nevada Highway Patrol released a video of an incident earlier this month that involved a man being shot at and tasered by the Highway Patrol after he resisted arrest because he was throwing rocks at the Highway Patrol. Highway Patrol was there for a separate incident on October 4th, and this guy is just throwing rocks at them. And then running away, and they caught him up, and they tasered him. And he's being held and facing four counts of assault, including three counts of throwing a deadly missile.
A deadly missile. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Deadly missile.
That's crazy.
So
a rock.
As a boy, I grew up in the 90s. We didn't have tablets or phones. We had nothing to do, and we would throw rocks.
Yeah.
No, we did rock wars. Oh. We had rock wars and stick wars and.
You have one of those potato launcher things?
Oh yeah.
Ooh, those are dangerous.
Yeah. We were.
Well, even the slingshots. The slingshots. You had rocks. That was your ammo.
It's a deadly missile.
Yeah, think of all the time you could be doing.
Things are changing. Oh,
he hit the cop, so he did not miss out. He hit
her. He did miss out.
He hit her.
Bullseye.
Go, Mike.
I'm just kidding. I do not endorse anyone throwing rocks at anyone. No. This hurts. I've been hit with a rock one time. It knocked me out. I thought I was another child. It's like, where's my lunch? Where's my peanut butter jelly? I thought I was Randy.
He knocked you into Sunday.
knocked me into little Randy. I was like, what the hell? Where am I? We got another cute story. This is kind of cute and funny and very lighthearted. But this is in Pennsylvania. A lot of stuff happens in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is one of those places that things happen. Yeah. Brandon's from Pittsburgh. He's out there in Pennsylvania. So a squirrel stash of winter walnuts causes a car to go chaos. Holly Persick was driving to the library in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, when she noticed a strange smell coming from under her hood. When she opened it up, she was surprised to find that there was over 200 walnuts and loads of grass clippings.
Uh-uh. She needed that nut rub.
I was just going to say, right, the nut wash. The nut wash.
She needed that sack spray. So the couple seemed definitely to take it lighthearted and with stride. And meanwhile, their Facebook page is exploding. But the husband did say the only thing to the news, he really said, is there's definitely an angry squirrel wife right now wondering where all her nuts went.
Aw.
That's great.
I did too. Oh, that's great. You don't mess with the nuts.
No, you don't ever mess with the nuts.
Yeah.
No.
They're getting ready for winter. Here in Vegas, we get ready by getting sweaters. Did everyone get their zip up?
Yep,
for
right.
Winter?
Hold it out for like that 1 week it gets cold. Yeah.
I just wear a sweater and shorts.
Do you ever find things in your sweaters when you pull them out for the winter?
I found $20
once. Yeah, money.
I was stoked on that. Yeah.
I found a pregnancy test in mine.
Oh, no. Okay, that takes the cake.
What was the outcome?
Yeah, right. Is that your 2-year-old?
Yes. No, there was not. There was not on there. No. I found it in there. I was like, whose was this? I'm like, I wish I had a daughter to blame this on.
Oh, no. Stop.
<That's> awesome.
I have two boys. Yeah. Anyway.
We've all got boys in this room.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't ever have to run into that.
All boys here.
All boys. Thank God.
And then the one with no kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Sucker.
Maybe it was his pregnancy test.
He dodged a bullet. Yeah. He dodged an acorn. Or
Brandon, are you pregnant?
No, well, you know, sometimes you just gotta get rid of the evidence. I figured slip it in your pocket.
Okay.
Put it in Mike's stuff. When in doubt.
Why don't you be my sons? Like, we got something to talk about. Yeah. I'm very confused here. All right, so we're going to get our bills paid. We're going to listen to them sponsors real quick.
You're going to eat some cookies.
And when we come back, yeah, we'll talk about the cookies, and we're going to play Trick or Treat.
Smell my
True
feet.
Or False.
Right, Truth or Dare, all right.
Trick or Treat, True or False.
Oh, True or False.
And also, Janine, what are we doing? The top what?
3 haunted places in Nevada.
Ooh. Yes, very excited for that.
And I've been to all 3.
Is one of Mike's house?
Is one the playground? Because I've been to the playground where the swing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
My house is totally haunted. My little one, he couldn't even talk yet, and he looked at me and told me, "We're dead." He's like, "We're dead." I was like, "Whoa, weird dad."
Oh, weird dad.
Because weird dad. Yes, I am a weird dad, but weird dad. I don't know about that one.
It's up there with red rum. Mm-hmm.
It is. Who's? What's the red rum story?
Red rum. The Shining.
You didn't see the Shining.
Red rum.
Oh yeah.
Murder.
I did.
We need
see
more
the Shining.
Coffee. He needs more sugar in the raw.
Sugar give me that sugar in the raw. We're gonna just a second. We're looking.
It's funny. There's a sugar on the raw in those cookies. Actually, that's one of my secrets.
Oh, the secret's out. Oh no.
Yeah, three different sugars in that cookie.
We're gonna have to hide them from my.
Are they raw sugar? Is there raw sugar?
There's
in
raw
that?
Sugar, brown sugar.
I will
sugar,
sniff
and
it
cane
out.
Sugar. You. I told you they're crack cookies.
Crack cookies.
Yes, no crack was made in the in the baking of these cookies. I swear.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I say oh goodness a lot, I guess. It's a thing. But we will be right back, okay? Yes?
Sounds good.
All awesome.
Right. Oh goodness.
And you guys tune back in and we got the games for you.
Woohoo.
Nice.
You ready?
I really want to find this ball lock.
We will keep you rocking. RadioVegas.rocks.
At Albo Pizza, our mission is to bring a menu of savory Italian classics and tasty American fare to the city of Las Vegas. Combining a classic menu of Italian favorites and American fare, Albo Pizza was designed with a variety of palates in mind. United by fresh ingredients prepared daily, all our recipes are homemade, hand-tossed, and hard to resist. Explore their popular pizza offerings or branch out with our burgers and chicken wings. Whichever way you go, their menu is prepared to please. Located at 1510 South Las Vegas Boulevard next to Dino's. Visit them online at www.albopizzalv.com or find them on Facebook. For delivery, call 702-333-2526.
3939 Spring Mountain Road in the heart of Chinatown is where you're going to find the Golden Tiki. Can't miss it. The sign is ginormous. That's where you need to go, though. Golden Tiki is the premier tiki destination in Las Vegas, and in fact, the world. It's being rated top tiki bar by many different travel websites and agencies. Articles coming out constantly about the Golden Tiki. So what makes them great? Well, let's just start with the front door. As soon as you walk in, you're taken away to a magical tropical paradise. Walk in, and there you go. The music is always pumping in that place. Live music, DJs. The drinks are cold. You can get some Dole Whip. You can get specialty cocktails any night of the week. And let's talk about the slot machines. You feeling lucky? Well, you should, because the slot machines down there are always hot. And 3939 Spring Mountain Road in the heart of Chinatown is where you're going to find the Golden Tiki.
Hey, listen up, guys. I'm here to tell you about Ball Wash. That's right. Ball Wash wants you to stay clean, smell great, and be fresh. Let's face it, it gets a little funky down there. Nobody likes it. So Ball Wash, it's all about quality grooming products for men that work hard, play harder, and care what they put on their body. Ball Wash, Sack Spray, and Nut Rub are the ultimate trio. Keep your package in perfect condition. I gotta tell you, I was skeptical at first, but I tried the Ball Wash, you know, for your nuts, butt, and body with activated charcoal, and it is a feeling like no other. But it's cool, because they've also got the Sack Spray. That's right, they don't disguise what it is. It's definitely for the sack, and it's awesome, because it neutralizes odor and irritation. We know it gets a little hot and gummy down there. It's disgusting, right? We're disgusting. And they've also got the Nut Rub. You gotta love the Nut Rub. Ballwash.com is where you're gonna wanna go. You're gonna wanna enter the coupon code Radio Vegas. You're going to get 15% off. Got to check them out. Guys, it is totally worth it. Get Ball Wash today. Go to ballwash.com. Coupon code, remember it, Radio Vegas, and you're going to get 15% off.
What is Jesse Ray's Barbecue? Well, it's a tiny, unassuming place with a modest menu of platters, sandwiches, and house-made sauces. Located at 5611 South Valley View, by the smell alone, you're going to know you're in the right place. Come try the award-winning slow-smoked ribs, chicken, pulled pork, hot links, and brisket. The sauce is also something to talk about, as you will want to eat it with every bite. Here's a tip, their sauces are available for purchase. When people ask you how do you like Jesse Ray's barbecue, you'll say like most people I know, I don't like it, I love it. Jesse Ray's barbecue is 100% legit. Stop on by for a meal that will satisfy your barbecue-loving lips. Mention RadioVegas.rocks for 10% off your order. Jesse Ray's, located at 5611 South Valley View on the corner of Valley View and Russell. Come in, take a bite, find out why they're so award-winning.
Streaming 24/7. RadioVegas.rocks. Where Vegas goes to rock.
The three haunted places? Are you okay?
And we are back live on the air. Welcome back, folks. All of you that stayed through to hear about that ball wash.
Sack spray.
Sounds delicious.
If you were going to have one of any of the three, sack spray, ball rub, or ball wash, which one would you get for someone?
Sack spray. Totally. Yeah. Totally. Because it's good for the sack too, right? And the sack spray.
Exactly.
I might do the ball rub, I don't know, just to be weird.
So I started trying the cookies. Did you try a cookie yet?
I didn't.
Here, try some. Okay. You can keep it open.
Just a little bit.
Is it really, really good?
It's really good.
She's going to have an allergic reaction though, right? No. Is there vanilla?
There's a little bit of vanilla in there.
It's really good.
But there's no chocolate. There's the sugar in the raw, though, so be careful, Mike.
That is amazing.
Thank you.
It is really, oh my really God. Good.
Really good.
So Janine was looking up some stuff about haunted places, and she is a haunt. What do they call people that follow haunts? They're hauntingers?
Hauntress.
Huntresses.
Huntress. I like that too.
Huntress.
I'm gonna go with that. Janine the Huntress.
I like that, yes.
The Huntress. There has to be a name. Anyway.
Oh, so I have actually visited all three of these haunted places in Las Vegas. And so one of them happens to be the La Palazzo Mansion, which is located on 1700 Bannon Drive in Las Vegas. So it was built back in the 1959. And it can be found in that famous neighborhood called the Scotch 80s, mm-hmm. where Jerry Lewis used to live, and I think Holly Madison lives there now. So rumor has it that a mob boss purchased the home and carried out many murders within this mansion. They had secret rooms that were like specialized killing rooms. And when
right, like the suffocation, like decapitation.
Yeah, all the Asians.
The flogging.
Yeah, right? I mean, anything but the incarcerations on these people. But they said that they had like a sink where they would drain, I guess, blood. And the new owners came in and they saw like all of the like blood on the walls and in the sink when they kind of detached it or whatever. But it was on Ghost Adventures. And this couple... just a regular, like, Vegas couple. The girl was very attractive, blonde or whatever. This guy seemed terrorized by this house. They said that they heard people, like, living in the attic. When the girl used to take a shower, the ghost would, like, yell, like, obscene words at her. And then they had friends over at the house.
Jeez.
And
leave her alone in the shower, right?
I know.
Come on.
Put some sack spray to keep them away.
The best is Zach Bagan like recreated it and had a blonde that looked like her go in the shower after like they had moved out. And they did like the recordings and they heard on it them say, kill her.
Ooh.
And then a couple of them were like, you broke in here. The male owner of the house, he said that he went insane in the house. Never wanted to, like, basically come back. Said he was, like, basically going to do 10 to 15 to life because of the sins he's committed in this house. And he was drinking wine, I guess, with his guest, with his girlfriend, and it knocked the wine over. And he went out, you know, the ghost with, like, a sword and, like, threatened it. What? And it actually choked him. And, yeah, so you could see that episode on Ghost Hunters. But I did go to the house. And it is quite scary.
Did you feel spirits?
It's just a very eerie feeling. You just feel really uncomfortable. Like, it's just very dark. And I actually, my old roommate went. And he went there with one of those MVP players. Is that what it's called? EVP? Hmm. And he had a recording. And he said to the ghost, like, you know, what do you think of us being here? And it talked back and said, don't like you.
Oh,
and you could actually hear it on the recording.
Man.
Yeah.
That's when I'm gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gone. I'm sorry, I'm not living in a house that's that haunted unless they're like good spirits.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But good vibes. You know, it's actually a weird thing is there's over 3,000 cases of ghost sexual assaults reported every year in the United States. It's insane, right?
They go and you know,
the right? funny the funny yeah. part to me is they probably still consider them cold cases.
But I'm bump.
Yeah.
Well, I actually saw some paperwork. They sold the land for $10. Yeah. Like, I went through some of the owners and all, like, the stuff. And it might have just been, like, I don't know, like, a land swap or something. But, yeah, it was in the paperwork for $10.
And so. For a peanut butter grandma's cookie.
Yeah.
They threw the grandma's cookie, yep. The soft bakes.
I also recently went to this place in Boulder City, the Haunted Pet Cemetery.
Really?
Yeah. It's an unauthorized pet cemetery, and we could blame those good old mobsters again.
Yes.
Back in the 1930s, it says that they built it there to maybe bury some of their victims. But I just went there like 2 weeks ago, and it's filled with like graves for all different pets. It's off the 95, and the only way that I found it, you can't find it on a GPS. I read like a website, and it kind of talks you through like how to get there. When I got there, there's like a fence all the way around it. And my friend was like, oh, it's an electric fence. So I'm trying to like Catherine Zeta-Jones myself
through
this thing. And like, if anybody knows me, like I don't wear shoes for the occasion. So I'm trying not to like, and he's listening to the game. I think the Cowboys were playing. Like, so he's screaming in the car. So I'm like jumping and scared to get electrocuted. And then I find out it's not an electrical fence. But very scary graves, very eerie feeling. Didn't like the feeling being in there. I had to walk out there pretty much by myself.
What time of day did you go?
I went during the day, but it's just the graves are old. They had like old dog toys and an old Bible that had to be really, like some of the graves were from like the 30s.
Wow. Yeah,
it was just insane.
And some people can sense this more than others, too. Yeah. Like, I've met people that just get bad feelings, places.
Very empathetic, sure.
And I'm like, you know, like, I get it. You know, we'll go. Like, you're getting an eerie vibe some places, but a graveyard like that.
There's a lot of holes dug up. So maybe, like, the coyotes were digging in there. I don't know. But, yeah, just a really creepy, creepy place. Like, if you want to get scared, I would go there for sure and check it out.
Yeah.
And then there was, you were talking about it too, the Fox Ridge Park.
Yes, I've been there.
Have you?
Yes.
What was your experience?
I didn't see any moving on the swing set. But it's funny because it was actually 666 when me and my friends went there.
Oh,
yeah.
That's brave.
Yeah.
So it is said that a boy who was killed by a drunk driver makes himself known in the park by the swings. And people have witnessed the swing moving by itself at night. He also doesn't like to be watched. And they said if you see him and you look at him, he will turn into a demon and vanish.
Mm.
And people say that they've seen him walking through the park and then vanishing.
Man.
I did not experience that.
I went there with my friend. It was one of those like fun nights when we went out drinking and we had like a really good time. I didn't really, I wasn't anything too...
No,
see, that's like more of a kid's haunt.
Yeah,
a teenager, I think for sure. They go and drink, and they're like, whoa, what if it was like you or your little brother, you know? You know, like one of those teenage haunts.
But definitely the Pet Cemetery in Boulder City. I would check that out and the mansion.
Yeah, for sure. Pet Cemetery, that was good.
There's some other spooky ones. There's a down by the Stratosphere maybe area, but they tore it down, I think. But the area is still kind of haunted, but it was a daycare.
I think I read about that.
A lot of kids were like abused there. They found a ring of some kind of like maybe they were like in there racing snails and like betting on them or something. I don't know what was going
racing
on.
Racing snails.
Yes.
Who races snails?
A lot. You've never seen Turbo?
Yes.
We all have boy kids here. We're like, yep, snails can race in my world. There's awesome. A lot of creepy stuff here in Vegas. I love this time of year, though. Yes. And I like the food this time of year as well.
Are you
apples.
You're a pumpkin spice apples. Lover.
No, I like apples.
Do you?
I'm an apple person. Apple cider.
Caramel apples.
Apples. Yes. And then all those mixes, cran apple, all that. Have you ever had made something with, what is it, Brandon? Quapple? Quapple. Have you ever made something with a quapple?
No, the hybrid apple.
Yes, we were looking it up today. It's a kiwi and an apple put together, a quapple.
That sounds kind of different.
Yeah. Poor fruit.
Yeah. It's a haunted fruit.
Yeah, right.
No, I feel like it's underrated. We could get some co-apple juice going. Co-apple like, it's out juice. There. Like, why aren't you here? I see crayon apple. I see your, like, green apple, which I don't even know if green is a fruit. Whatever. Like,
yo, get me some of that co-apple.
Don't even get me started. I'll, like, let's have a giant push for co-apple. Let's bring co-apple. It.
Yeah.
Let's bring it in. Like, restaurants will be like, hey, you know, we got that co-apple pie on deck tonight. It's a pastry chef special over here at Lagasse's. Lagasse's. Lagasse's Coliseum.
No, I just like the way it sounds.
Right, quapple.
Yeah.
Quapple, yes.
Say that three times fast drunk. That's not happening.
Quapple.
Right, something we'll appears in the mirror.
Quapple brandy
comes to kill you.
It's kiwi apple. Why is no one really pushing on it? I like kiwi, but it's an apple with the everything of a kiwi inside of it. You bite it and it looks like a kiwi, but it's in the apple form.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Quapple.
Quapple. I think that's a little quapple.
It sounds like something like a wrestling coach would say to his kids, like, guys, you get in the corners, you're gonna quapple over there. Randy, quit quappling over there with yourself.
Right, work on that new quapple technique.
Yeah.
Quapple. Maybe it's like apple and someone else formed together. Like apple and like what's something?
What was that pen apple song? Remember the pen apple? I've got the pen and the apple. Pen apple.
Pen pineapple? Yes. That guy drove me crazy, but I love the idea of just being so silly and random. That's what he caught on.
I'm like, what, he get like million plus like hits on that? It's insane.
Yes, he's very famous in the in that Korean pop. Yeah. In the K-pop era. Yeah, you guys K-pop fans? I'm not.
No.
I do like the name though. It pops. It rolls off the tongue. Yes. K-pop. Yes, it does. So I had some stuff about trick-or-treating, and we were going to play a game, but I lost all my false ones that I wrote.
Oh.
So I know all I got is the true stuff here.
The truth is scary.
But a few of these were actually pretty strange. A child went trick-or-treating. This is the headline. And brought home a bag of meth. Oh,
really?
Yes. Hmm. Now, they didn't talk about how old the kid was, because I'm like, if he's 17, it might be his bag. A Wisconsin mom was searching late night through for a snack. You were searching his candy for a snack of her own.
For a quapple.
She was bobbing for quapples.
Yeah. You can get meth.
Yeah, and she wound up in them. But that's the dangerous stuff of Halloween, and a lot of people are doing now trunk or treat. And I'm like, what's gonna stop your trunk from having this kind of stuff in it too? Like, why is your trunk is safer? Actually, your trunk is less safer. You're more liable to be harmed in the trunk than trick or treating.
Touche. Ask the mobsters. Right?
Yeah, the bodies in there.
Exactly. So you could see that how that works there. So we have another one here that's pretty funny. A sheriff's office posts no trick-or-treat signs on the yards of registered sex offenders.
Ooh.
Over 240 sex offenders in Butts County, Georgia. Butts County, Georgia. And I would have went along and quoted the sheriff, but it's a lot of ums and a lot of and just a lot of words I can't even pronounce. So we're not going to quote.
Could you imagine them. They all got together and they're like, no trick or treats for us this year.
Exactly.
No tricks or treats.
There's another place in Indianapolis that we had, right? And they kind of jumped on this very similar idea that in Indianapolis, they forced all of the registered sex offenders on Halloween night to a meeting. And they kept them under supervision, over 140 of them in Indianapolis.
How did they keep them busy? Like, they had, like, sex offender bingo or something? Like, right? What were they doing? Like,
all right, guys.
P23. Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy.
Sex
B25. That might be the amount of years you'd be doing. Yeah.
Between 8. And one guy in the back's like, yes, please.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so bad.
Right, this just took a really bad turn. Let's go back to the quaffle.
But you can't put that many people in one room like that. That's like, I feel like it's even worse than them being out on the streets, because now you're taking a bunch of them and put them in one room. Now they're conspiring.
Right, yeah, idea.
They're planning like mass sex offender
type things.
Ordeals. Yes.
Could you imagine? And like they were probably like, oh, I met a nice like sex offender like me. Like, I don't know.
Right, they might do a sex offender meetup group.
You know, it would have been a lot smarter for them to just put everyone there, but do like a themed single mingle night.
Yeah.
It's the sex offender mingle.
That's not who they want to date, though.
I know, but you got to push them out of it somehow. Like, people can change.
Yeah, that'll be like a reform.
You know who I've never trusted is people that tell, like, say someone looks very young. You know, like, oh my God, you look like you're like 14. You ever heard that? And the person's like 20. The girl's like 20. The guys will be like, oh my God, you look like you're 14.
Yes.
And then they'll be like, can I get your phone number? And I'm like, so this is weird.
I had this weird guy who kept saying to me, like, you know, I can't date you because I'm married, but the 14-year-old boy in me just really likes you. And he just kept repeating that. And it was just like, what is going on? And he was saying like that he might like get divorced.
Wow.
And I'm like, are you going to sign like divorce papers on an Etch-a-Sketch? Freak, you know, like you get married in like Castle Grayskull. It like this really happened. Me and my friends still like write jokes back and forth about this guy.
Oh my God, the 14-year-old boy.
We're all laughing. The 14.
He was probably at that meeting.
He probably.
There was no trick or treats for him that year. His wife was probably like, where are you going? He's like, to a meeting.
And mentally, he was the youngest one there.
Yeah, exactly. The 14-year-old boy in him.
He's got that 14-year-old fake ID.
So creepy, though.
Oh, goodness. Men are very, very creepy. They are. Even to each other, sometimes they're creepy. Like, when I'm in a group of people and I see a group of people come by, I usually look at the biggest male and I just give a nod. Like, we don't want no trouble, like, to the biggest guy. And sometimes they're creepy back. They're like, instead of winking, they'll throw a wink and a tongue out. And I'm like, who does the tongue with the wink? It's like, it's either one or the other.
Yeah,
but men are a little creepy. They are.
Go back to the hot dog on a stick days. Yes, they are creepy.
You know what? I think they just need a little coapple in their life.
Coappling.
Yes.
A little coapple pie. Maybe like a coapple juice is good.
There you go. Juice. Get them coapple pie with American pie, right? Yeah.
A little coapple. K-waffle.
I miss the trick-or-treating days, though. The trunk-or-treat thing kind of.
Right? It's taken away.
Miss it.
Trunk or treat.
It doesn't even sound right.
Yeah, it sounds weird.
Trick or treating stuff. Like, it's just weird.
It sounds like a children's book where they have elephants.
Yeah, I was just
trick or treating.
Yeah.
It's the trunk or treat, and they come up with candy in their trunk and they blow it at you.
You should write that.
I see it.
Yeah, right.
It's cute. You have a vision.
I don't think I could be writing children's books. When those kids are at the age where they want stories,
I have the ball cream.
The ball cream. Get it right.
Sorry. The
nut rub. The nut.
Yes.
Nut rub.
The sack spray.
The sack spray. But I think I was bad at that age of telling stories to my kids. Your kids are at that. They were a little further than that age. They wanted you to tell them made up stories. Mine were so bad because they were always like. They were always like metaphors for drug deals. Like,
there was one time only sex offenders
all got together in a room
during Halloween.
This was back when weed was illegal, so the prince couldn't just go to the store and get it.
Oh, times are changing.
My oldest, he did love those stories, and you would just like make up silly names for the ninjas. That's one fun thing about being a parent, is just getting your imagination back going.
Yeah, totally. Yep, exactly. Camping trips. That's when it's still good. Over the campfire. Whatever age you are, you want to hear those spooky stories around the campfire. Yeah. Right?
Definitely.
For sure. Oh, we have a few minutes left, and we're going to go ahead and we'll all just say what's going on in our lives coming up in the future. Melanie.
That's exciting.
What's happening? Anything exciting that you got going on?
Lots of exciting things. Instead of a jack of all trades, I'm jack of all arts. So I do freelance photography. I've been doing that in town for, 8 years plus, you know, model family portraits, local bands, if you will, but also local poets. And so I'm working on getting some readings happening. But right now I've got a poem published in the October issue of Vegas Cannabis Magazine. And
I have it with my cookie on it.
Yes, exactly. I'm sure there's a lot of parents that can relate to my spooky poem called A Panic Room.
Oh.
Ooh.
Panic Room, yes.
I like it already.
Yes.
So I will hold up the...
yes, with the Vegas flower on the front. Exactly. Just that fun stuff going on in my life. And you can check me out on Serendipity Food and I'll have my updates on there.
Nice. Awesome. And thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much. This was a pleasure.
Thank you for the cookies.
Quappling and sack spray. My life will never be the same.
Janine, you got anything coming up?
I'm thinking, I'm doing that lit show on the 25th where we compete.
Oh, the Lit Tavern competition.
Yeah. And then when are we doing that other show?
I think the Monday the 28th, maybe.
At the Bunkhouse.
We're going to debate each other.
Yes, we're going up against each other.
In a debate, but we don't know the topics yet unless somehow cheated and got the topic already.
No, I didn't. Maybe it'll be what's better, the sack spray or the...
the ball rub.
Ball rub will win any day.
That's great.
That's awesome. I will be doing that event. And then we just announced the other day the event at the Golden Tiki next month, November 16th, is going to be huge. TSP Bakery donated some gift cards and some shirts. We got the Golden Night TSP shirts. They're over there off North Durango by that LVAC. They hooked us up with some stuff. And we're working on getting some other things. It's a huge karaoke competition. It's going to be big. It's going to be fun.
That's exciting. Radio's are you going to go it. Do some singing there, Mike?
I was going to open it up, I think, with some Spice Girls.
Ooh.
I will.
I can see that. Maybe some CeeLo Green.
Yep.
I call myself Old Spice.
Old Spice.
Not the scent, but just the physical aspect of me being old. Oh, goodness. And that, and I think there might be something else. I'm going to be on Two Dudes podcast coming up soon. Two Clueless Dudes. They film it here as well, and it's a funny show. Shout out to them. They like to troll me on Facebook and then talk about me during the show. Talk about how I made a post about that I liked Reese's peanut butter cups with mayonnaise.
Oh, gross. Is that for reals?
And people don't get it because I'm like, look, we know what mayonnaise is. Mayonnaise is just oil and egg yolk.
Egg yolk, yeah.
So what's the big deal if I get a little tiny spread on that peanut butter kit?
You just love mayonnaise. You're going to stand by this.
Is he
going to
put the mayonnaise on the quapple?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to have quapple covered mayonnaise salads.
I'm a mustard kind of gal.
Really?
I'm a mustard kind of gal.
I think...
I like Miracle Whip, though. Oh, no. Did I just start a new topic?
Mustard does not belong on a lot of things. Like, mustard does not belong on things that mayo can go on. It don't belong on a lot of egg sandwiches. Like, you don't mix eggs and mustard.
Okay, I'll agree there.
Well, I don't know. You got deviled eggs. That's got mustard in it.
True.
No. Yeah.
But sandwich. Egg sandwich with mustard?
No.
I'm just like... delusional. Now I'm hungry.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was going to offer anything to someone, I would offer them ranch. I'm like, because it's more of a crowd pleaser. People really like ranch, you know? And then you offer a girl some ranch with their fries, and then they're like, oh my God, I know you forever. That's how I met my girlfriend.
Really? Yes. You offered her the ranch.
I offered her ranch. Yes.
You gave her ranch dressing.
Yes. Actually, she stood me up at PT's for like over 45 minutes. And I waited the whole time, and like she walked in and I was talking to someone else.
Oh,
it was 45 minutes later.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was like telling them. It was kind of sweet. Anyway, that's all the time we have. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, lady, so much,
Melanie. Thank you,
so
Janine.
Much fun.
Yes,
this
was a blast. Yes.
And I'm going to get a sugar raw high.
Yeah. Yay. And we're going to go to the pet cemetery.
We should.
Yeah.
Alrighty, and we are out. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah.